team members from University of Maryland Shore Regional Health here today with the latest installment of the Ask the Expert series. And joining us in the studio are Kate Gallagher, Communications and Marketing Specialist, along with today's experts, Doris Allen and Chrissy Nelson, diabetes educators for the University of Maryland Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology at Shore Regional Health. Kate, good morning. You're going to start us off.
As part of University of Maryland Medical System, UM Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive health care services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot counties. Shore Regional Health's team of more than 2,600 employees, medical staff, board members, and volunteers works with various community partners to fulfill our mission of creating healthier communities together. We do this by offering our patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. I'm pleased to have two of those experts with me today. They are members of the diabetes education team serving Shore Regional Health's five-county region. With four other diabetes educators, Doris Allen and Chrissy Nelson teach a variety of diabetes education classes and also run support groups around the region.
Thank you, Kate. And Doris, up to the microphone now. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
Let's talk about what you guys do as a diabetes educator. What can you tell us about the rates of diabetes in the local area?
Well, they're not very good. About every 19 seconds in the United States, someone is diagnosed with diabetes. And the American Diabetes Association reports that 29.1 million Americans are living with diabetes. That's about 9.3% of our population in the United States. But more alarming is that 86 million Americans are living with a condition called prediabetes. Mm-hmm. And with prediabetes, if it's diagnosed early enough, lifestyle changes, early treatment can prevent or delay the onset of the diagnosis of actual diabetes. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports statistics for Maryland, and the overall average of people in the population in Maryland living with diabetes is about 9.4%. But if we look at our five-county area that Shore Regional Health System serves, the percentages are much higher in some cases. Mm-hmm. So in Caroline and Talbot County, the rate is 11.3%. Again, remembering the national average is 9.3%. Queen Anne's County, they're doing a little bit better, 9.5%. In Kent County, the rate's 10.4%. And in Dorchester County, the rate is an alarming 14.5%. And Matt, that's 5.2% above the national average.
Yeah.
So you can see the prevalence of adult diabetes type 2, more specifically, is a very serious health problem. And the University of Maryland at Shore Regional Health, this part of the University of Maryland, is very committed to helping people with diabetes manage the disease for optimal wellness.
Now, I know that diabetes is regarded as a chronic disease. There's no cure. So the management of the disease is very important. Chrissy, what are some of the complications people with diabetes can experience if they don't properly treat and manage the disease?
Well, Matt, prolonged elevated blood sugars can eventually lead to blood vessel damage. This, in turn, can lead to the complications such as retinopathy, which is the leading cause of adult blindness in the U.S. Diabetes is the most common cause of kidney failure, and cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death among people with diabetes. 75% of people with diabetes have high blood pressure. Heart disease-related death and risk for a stroke is 2 to 4 times higher in a person with diabetes. High blood sugar levels can destroy nerve fibers in the body, leading to neuropathy. This is most common in the feet, hands, and legs, where the symptoms include numbness, tingling, burning, and aching. This, combined with poor circulation, can lead to the amputation of toes, feet, or legs.
Doris, how does the Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology help patients that have diabetes?
Well, in addition to a full complement of treatment services offered in Chestertown and Easton, we have classes every month in both locations, Easton and Chestertown, where we bring patients in for group diabetes education. Patients are usually referred by our endocrinologist and local referring primary care providers. They'll come in and meet with us one-on-one for an assessment appointment, and we talk to them about getting them into classes with us, whether it be in Chestertown or Easton, depending on what the location is. We also will meet with patients one-on-one if they're not able to come for group education, you know, related to specific disabilities like vision or hearing. So we try to get the education to everyone, regardless of how they get it.
Mm-hmm.
We also have support groups that meet every month in Chestertown, in Denton, and in Easton. And we hope to start one soon in Cambridge, mm-hmm. because there's a really big need there, as you can see, you know, from that statistic.
Yeah.
The educators, we're all registered nurses. We have two dietitians. We're all certified diabetes educators. Like I said, we'll work with patients one-on-one for the diabetes self-management training. And we also do medical nutrition therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So not only can patients come in and be treated for the diabetes, but if they have diabetes and their specific nutritional needs, they can be treated with our medical nutrition therapy through our dietitians. We also do instruction on the use of glucose meters, injectable medications, continuous glucose monitoring systems, which are systems for patients who want to learn more about their numbers,
mm-hmm.
so that if they're wearing these systems, they're able to see what their blood sugars are doing at any given time during the day, and that helps to give them information to be able to better manage their diabetes.
Sure.
And we also do insulin pump management. So patients who are taking multiple daily injections, if it's an option for them to get qualified for an insulin pump, we'll work with them with their insurance to get that. And speaking of insurance, all of these classes and everything are usually covered by most insurance plans.
Christy, can you tell us a little bit more about the classes that Doris is mentioning here and what people will learn to help them stay well and active?
The diabetes self-management classes consist of three sessions, which give an overview of what diabetes is and strategies to manage the disease, as such as healthy eating, blood glucose monitoring, exercise, and coping with stress. We have students set a goal, such as losing weight or starting an exercise program, and we then follow up in 3 months to see if they were successful. This keeps them accountable for managing their disease.
And Doris, you also have a gestational diabetes class?
Yeah, so for patients who are pregnant and told by their doctor that they have gestational diabetes, that's a condition where they only have the diabetes during pregnancy. However, it does put that individual at risk for developing diabetes later on. So we have patients that come in, and these classes help focus on how to manage diabetes during the pregnancy and what to expect after the baby's born. In addition to the gestational diabetes class, we also have, for patients who may have been through our full course of diabetes mm-hmm. education, we have a 2-hour carb counting class. And we also have a 2-hour diabetes self-management refresher class.
Okay.
So if somebody's had diabetes education previously and it's been 5 years and they need to brush up on, you know, what's new,
yeah.
because everything is always changing in the diabetes world, they're eligible to come in for that class as well.
Cool. Kate, can you tell us where people could learn more about everything that we've been talking about from the team at UM Shore Regional Health?
Anyone who would like to learn more can find additional information about the University of Maryland Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology at Shore Regional Health and all the opportunities for diabetes education and support by visiting our website, which is umshoreregional.org.
Sounds good. Thank you for all the information, Kate, Doris, and Chrissy as well.